LEX18 presents a podcast with hot takes, hot topics, with your hosts, Megan Mannering and Evelyn Schultz. This is Hot Mike.
Welcome to this week's episode of Hot Mike, and this is a really exciting episode, especially for everyone who's a member of BBN.
For BBN and for the girlies. This is a very girl-powered podcast today. We are so excited. You might have seen these two on the airwaves in the last week and a half. I think this is becoming the most famous bakery in Kentucky.
I think so.
Maybe in the whole SEC. We have Blakey Nut Martin and Debbie Nut Stein, mom and aunt, to new Kentucky head football coach Will Stein. You two, welcome to the podcast. We're so happy you're here.
Thank you.
Thank you. Yes, it's very exciting.
It is. And you two are up early. You are the co-owners of Sissy Cakes. Okay, give us a little bit of the nuts and bolts of what Sissy Cakes is.
Go ahead. Okay, so we are sisters, and we have been baking together for 30 years. We always made treats for our kids, just family parties, and the name Sissy Cakes came because we call each other sis. We always have. And when William was little and we were making cakes at one point in time, they said, "Oh, I want a sissy cake." We're like, "Well, isn't that adorable? Yeah. That's a darling name." And went from there. And we said, "Someday we need a little bakery with pink and, you know, just a cute place where we can bake our cakes." And that, so that has been in the works for a long time.
Yes. A long time.
A long time. And then we officially opened this store and well, we've been here for 4 years. Mm-hmm. June mm-hmm. will be 4 years. But we had a commissary kitchen where we baked starting in 2021.
Yeah, during COVID.
Yes, the Christmas of COVID. Yes, Christmas of 2020 was our biggest Christmas because friends of friends and unknown people were coming to my house to pick up the cakes we had baked in our homes.
Wow.
And then, you know, my husband had like let our dog out and someone's there to pick up the cake. And they're like, "Am I in the right spot?" "Yes, come on in." They're like, "We got to get a bakery." Yes.
And now you have your very own bakery. Where in Louisville are you exactly located for everyone who's in central Kentucky?
Okay. We are in St. Matthews and we are literally across from Trinity High School where Coach Stein went to high school. I mean, we could throw a rock to it. And we are directly behind the infamous White Castle, which has now turned into a Dutch Bros. So,
infamous.
So everybody knows where White Castle is in St. Matthews. Whenever we tell them where we are, you know, behind White Castle across from Trinity High School.
Okay.
And it's really close to both of our homes. So it works out great because this is kind of our little bubble, as we call it.
Yes.
Yeah. And it's very convenient. And there's a really nice restaurant and some other stores around the corner. So it's kind of a landmark area.
Mm-hmm. I can tell it's such a family operation. And I want to get to know your family a little more. Okay. So it sounds like you've got several siblings, a lot of nieces and nephews. Let's go back to the beginning. Did you guys grow up in Louisville? Who all is in the family? Tell us about it.
Oh, yes. We grew up in Louisville. I was actually born in North Carolina. Our dad was in the Air Force at the time. So I'm the oldest. Blakey's the youngest. And there are three brothers in between. So between the five siblings, we have reproduced 19 grandchildren.
Wow.
And four great-grandchildren.
Oh, my goodness.
So there's a lot of nuts. In fact, we have a text line called Lots of Nuts.
Yes. That's our little group chat.
A nut house, if you will. I feel like there's a lot you could do with that. 100%.
And then I have four sons. And sis, tell them about your crew.
I have a daughter, is our oldest, and then four sons. So, yes. So
oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So between the two of us, we have eight boys.
What's it like when you guys get together for holidays?
It's so fun. And it's bedlam. And it's we laugh a lot. And we're silly. And I mean, we could do a Secret Santa gift exchange and For some reason, we've started chanting a lot. So whoever's
fun.
Up we're to chanting. Get their gift, it's we like, chant. Yeah, we chant.
Yeah.
But being the youngest, so Debbie's son, Matthew, the oldest of her four, is the oldest grandchild. And then my Henry is the baby mm-hmm. of the 19, and he's 15 years old. And the whole cousin group says that when he turns 21, they're going to take a cousin trip to Vegas. So I'm not sure if I'd be ready for that, but.
Okay. That's hopefully they don't end up on the news. Yeah. For anything that I guess what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas.
Right. But we travel together. I mean, we watch the games together, especially with William being out in Oregon. We have watch parties. We all traveled as a group when they played an away game that was close to Louisville. We went to Purdue in a party van, and there was a contingency of us. So it's really fun.
We got to get a ride on the party van with you all next time.
Oh, yeah.
For
next
real.
Time you go somewhere.
For real.
I'm one of four girls, grew up with a lot of sisters. How does your all sister dynamic play out running a business together?
Oh, it's fantastic. I mean, she's my favorite person. So we literally spend the most time with each other.
Than anyone else. Yeah.
So we've always been super close. In fact, when I was at University of Kentucky, she came to, cause we're 11 years apart. So she was actually, part of one of my projects and I brought her to class. Do you remember that?
Yes.
Stood in the
dorm, I do.
Donovan, yes. No, at the tower.
Yes. She taught me algebra cause she's an early childhood development major and taught me algebra. And I was like 8 or 7 and I did problems on the board for her during her class. And of course I thought it was the coolest thing ever that I got to go to UK. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I would run around when sis had parties or friends over. I was, you know, down there in the mix with everything. Yeah. They're like, what? The little sister hanging out down here. Go upstairs.
She's always been very mature.
You kind of have to be. I'm the youngest. I have two older brothers. And I do remember visiting them in college. And it was like a whole other world.
Eye-opening.
I think my little brain just expanded. I was like a sponge absorbing everything. It was pretty cool. I want to know. Yeah. With so many kids and so many boys in your family, mm-hmm. what role has sports and specifically football played in your lives?
Oh, a huge role. Mm-hmm. Yes, we are very much a football family, and every single grandchild played football.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah, definitely. And
Carter and Dylan, we have one brother in Tennessee whose boys are actually collegiate fishermen.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Which is really super cool. They're at North Alabama on a bass fishing scholarship.
Mm-hmm.
I think at some point in their grade school and high school, they played football. But of our boys,
yes, huge.
All of them play, and I still have two that play high school ball now.
Oh, my gosh. It has to be pretty cool for them to see their older cousin have so much success in this field. Mm-hmm. And I'm just curious, like, there's something so special about football. Like, it really brings families together. What does it mean for your family? Are you going to the high school games together to watch the nephews play? Like, what does that look like?
Oh, definitely. We all put it out on the text thread about the game. Yes. And, you know, a lot of times we have the stands full of nuts. So, and literally, and it's super fun. We all love football, and the watch parties at Sis Hall, hosts are just super fun, and it's just great to be together.
Yeah.
And now you'll have so many more watch parties ahead of you, games to go to on the road. Going back even further, maybe, can you tell us what Coach Stein was like growing up as a kid?
Ooh. We want all the tea. Spill.
Okay, well, so his Matthew is the oldest, and then 16 months later came, and we call him William. It's William Blake Stein. Blake is our mother's maiden name. Her name, Blakey, is Elizabeth Blake. So we have lots of Blakes. Mm-hmm. We've used that name quite a bit throughout our family. And of course now Elizabeth is, we call her Blakey. Mm-hmm. And, so William Blake Stein came, second 16 months later, and older brother Matthew was always quite active and just kind of into everything, but William was very—he was very calm.
He was a calm baby,
and collected, mm-hmm. really from the get-go. He was 10 days late back then. They didn't really induce, you know, like how they do now. Mm-hmm. So Dr. Gillum just said, okay, he's going to be born when he's to be born. So it was 10 days late. I was quite large.
Fashionably late.
And even when he was born, he just kind of cried a little bit. And then he was so chill. So I think that characteristic is certainly, you know, a good one to have as a football player. And he's always just so sweet and kind and works hard. He did well in school and everybody's friend. Everybody liked William. And in any sport he played, you know, he was a quarterback from age 4 on, literally played flag football. He was the quarterback. He wasn't even supposed to play until he was, I guess, 6.
Yeah.
But because of older brother Matthew, okay, William can be on the team. And then he was the point guard in basketball. He was a pitcher in baseball. So he's always had the ball in his hand.
Mm-hmm.
Always wanted the ball. And so, you know, I think that led to all the different phases of his sports career.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Blakey, I'm curious, do you have a favorite William moment? Maybe from his childhood? Anything that sticks out that's really special to you as his aunt?
Well, I'm his godmother, so I adore all of my nieces and nephews, of course. So, but a specific William moment, we're very funny and playful. So I believe it was when William was a senior and they had just won state and we were in a Qdoba and we ran into one of their neighbors growing up. So, and again, for just some reference, all of our siblings, we lived like a street apart, for years. So we're all right there and involved in each other's lives. And we were at Qdoba and William had just won state and this lovely woman comes in and she's like, isn't that so great? And I don't know what came over me, but I was like, yeah. And William and Matthew looked at me with this and then I started laughing and the woman was like, oh, well, congratulations. And, like, kind of went away. So we still, when I see him, I'm like, and this silly fist bump. So there's a picture of him. I think in one of the things when UK was posting, oh, who might be the next coach? And it's kind of a fist pump picture.
Yeah,
and I was like, oh my gosh,
yes.
Look at this one. I was dying when I saw that picture. Of course, I was like, we need to talk about this picture. again, he's very playful and funny and we that's one of my favorite moments. Of course, you know, watching William play and be successful. And we were at every high school game cheering. And my husband actually coached at the rival school at the time Sanix High School when William was playing quarterback. So that was a little bit, and he and I just started dating. So it was like, oh, but he always said, you know, William was the toughest kid mentally that they had played against. Like it didn't matter what they tried to bring to him. Cause that particular year, during the regular season game, St. X won, but then in the state game,
Trinity
beat St. X. So again, he got the job done.
Yes.
He did what he needed to do. And Walter's always said, wow, that he's mentally tough.
That says a lot.
Yeah,
in the fetal position.
It's probably worse for the family members in the stands sometimes.
Right.
Totally. Okay, now a question for Mom. What is something that BBN may be surprised to learn about William?
Gosh. What would he be surprised about?
Any hidden talents?
Might have to.
Oh, his guitar.
He plays guitar. He's
really?
A self-taught guitar player. Yes.
Very well.
Loves music.
Matthew and William
very much loved music. He loves the band 311. Just loves country music now. So yes, he's a very talented guitar player. Mm-hmm.
Very cool.
His and Darby's wedding reception, he was on the stage with the band.
Yes. Singing
Wagon Wheel.
Wagon Wheel. I was very impressed.
Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh. Okay.
Yeah.
That is a fun fact.
All right.
So that sounds like that wedding was also, how was that?
We were all jamming.
Was that wedding like a really fun time? It sounds like it was.
Oh. It was, I think it was the best wedding of all time. Seriously. It was so fun. They got married down at the cathedral in Louisville, downtown Louisville. And then the reception was at Churchill Downs. night racing was going on. I mean, oh,
it was super cool.
It was super, super fun. And they have so many friends. Darby and William are just a beloved couple and just both so sweet. And yeah, it was a very fun, happy event. Definitely.
Really fun.
Yes.
My two youngest boys were their ring bearers. It was really, really fun.
Really fun.
Now, is Darby a Louisville girl? Is she from Kentucky?
Well, no, it was born and raised in Lansing, Michigan. Her family, huge Michigan State fans.
Ooh.
And Darby was a high school All-American lacrosse player. So super athletic. And she played club lacrosse at Michigan State, but really wanted to play D1 lacrosse. So she transferred to the University of Louisville, and that's where they met. So.
Wow.
Yeah. And,
athletic
and she is an amazing tennis player. I mean, yeah. She's got those fast feet. So, you know, I think their children are going to be athletes maybe. Yeah. Or I don't know. Joey, he really likes music. So he can sing and he's very interested in piano right now. So,
yeah,
I don't know. They're both very coordinated. Let's put it that way.
Okay. Let's talk about the kids. So, this is going
to
be your favorite part.
Is where we might have to pull up some photos of them at some point.
Yeah,
we might edit those into the podcast.
For
definitely.
Sure.
So, who are the two little nuggets? So, we have Joey and.
Yes, Joseph William Stein is 3 years old. And, you know, the first grandchild, it's just, oh my gosh. And then our little Demi Blake. So, she has the name Blake as well. And the first Stein girl, I mean, you know, for me, having four boys. I kind of thought I would have a girl along the way, but just
it's about time.
Another boy. I'm like, wonderful, a boy. And I had all these Madame Alexander dolls and all of these, you know, I was a very girly girl. And but now we have our Stein girl. So she is absolutely precious and a spitfire. We say Joey looks like Darby, but acts like William. And Demi looks like William, but acts like Darby.
Okay. Gotcha. How has having little ones around changed family get-togethers and holidays?
Well, you know, they've been out in Oregon. So you know, Joey was born in Texas. And then when he was about 2 weeks old is when William got the job in Oregon. So they have been very far away from the family. And now, I mean, that's one of the things everybody says, oh my gosh, your son is the UK football head coach. I'm like, yes, but the babies are only going to be 70 miles away from me. So
that's so much closer than thousands
so
of miles.
So proud of him, but that's where my brain goes almost immediately.
How do you think the kids are going to enjoy Kentucky games?
Oh, I think they're going to love it. Joey's favorite color is blue, and I swear that has always been his favorite color. So you ask him what's your favorite color and he'll say blue. So he is already very excited about everything being blue here or in Lexington. Mm-hmm. And he's very, very smart, and he knows all the states because his family is spread around the United States. So he knows Aditi and all the family, the Kentucky family, and he knows his Michigan family, and he knows cousins that are in Florida. So It's going to be special having them 70 miles away. It's such a quick trip to Lexington for us.
It really is.
In Louisville.
Have you all already started buying special Kentucky outfits for the grandkids?
Oh. The night that William was announced as head coach, Nate, Debbie's third son, was out because we were here baking because Big Blue Nation got super excited and we had a lot of cakes to bake. So Nate was out shopping.
Yes. So, and I bought some Christmas ornaments at a little market the other day. So
You're just like any other family.
Yeah.
Love that.
Exactly. Okay.
So I'm curious, you guys are in this football world. So this football season, as you're maybe seeing some of these other coaches step away from their teams, or you're kind of seeing a lot of shuffling happening and you're very in tune with this world. Was there anything in the back of your mind saying maybe there could be an opening at Kentucky and maybe Will could get that job? Was that, you know, in the realm of possibility for you?
Oh, absolutely. You know, his goal has always been to be a head coach, and his, you know, he's been at Oregon for 3 years, had lots of success. And yeah, with the coaching changes, we talk about that often here. And I thought, and you know, I've, we're very much Kentucky fans, and I hated to see them lose, and some of those games were just so close and, you know, on the edge of our seats about them. But then when things started to, you know, we got the feel that there might be a change. Yeah, we talked about that a lot, you know, just maybe. And William always said, "Mom, I will keep you posted. Don't after Darby, of course, we'll be the first to know. After Darby, I will let you know." So I always tell people would ask me, I would get texts all the time. And I'd say just what I said to you all. I do not know. He has told me I'd be the first to know. So
we've been manifesting it though, like amongst ourselves. Yeah. And again, even at some point it's like, okay, how long will a certain coach be in their role? And we thought, oh my gosh, cause the way William's career has gone and he's done so well and a very attractive, I would think, to programs. So we've been thinking, surely he will be close.
Right. I just wanted them on the East Coast somewhere, same time zone and an easy airport to get to.
But specifically Kentucky.
Yeah, I mean, Kentucky. This is best case scenario.
Yeah, in my house, for sure. I mean, obviously in all of our homes, but I have my 16-year-old. I mean, he came out of the womb like a Kentucky fan.
Yes.
And I mean, I love the Cats, but I'm not as diehard. I'm not sure. He just was born that way. Like loves Kentucky. So he's been like, "Mom, William has to come to Kentucky." Like, buddy, hey, I have no control, but I feel like it's going to happen. I do. So.
Yeah. And our brother David. Oh my gosh. He's another, he's the middle child. Long hair. He's something else. He's so fun and
very quirky,
a little quirky. But oh, I don't think there's a bigger, UK fan.
He's really, really,
really
excited.
Really, really, really excited.
The power of manifestation. You can do a lot. You definitely. Can.
So, okay. You talk about you would be the second to know, right?
Right.
What was the moment like when you all found out that this was happening? I mean, did you cry? Did you scream? Like, what was going on?
Well, it was here at the kitchen. There was a picture Nate sent me from that Darby had sent him of William on Sunday in a sport coat and then shorts. So I thought, oh, are there some Zoom calls going on or something? So there must be some talk. And I did not know which school, had no idea. But again, I knew, again, with all everything going on in the college football landscape, I knew that there were things out there. So had no idea. But then on Monday, I was seeing things on Twitter. I was like, oh my gosh, is it happening? And then it was about 11:30 on Monday. There's this picture on my phone come up. And then you knew because I took my phone and went to the back.
She ushered into the back room.
Into the mop room. So,
and we all followed her.
Yeah, they all followed me. So he said, "Mom," I just go, "Hello, hey, honey." I mean, I didn't go, "Oh my gosh, what's that?" I just go, "Hey, honey," like I always do, or "Hey, sweetie." And he said, "Mom, I'm going to be a Wildcat." And with that, I was just, I think I grabbed my heart and I was feeling faint. Like, oh my gosh. And so Sis is right there. And then her son, Hale.
He works with us. And Matthew, their oldest, works. So we were all like back there.
Right.
And he said,
"Don't, please keep this to yourself. You know, not, you know, I haven't signed the contract yet. It's not out there." So I was like, okay, mom's the word. So I swore, do not say a word. It does not leave.
We had to pinky swear.
Yes. So we all kept quiet.
It does not leave Sissy Case. But
man, right. Exactly. What happens to Sissy Case?
That's good. Just like Vegas. When word got out, I mean, well, we are the official UK station here at LEX 18, and it was a frenzy in this newsroom. It's we're getting the web article. Our sports team is flying out the door. And I think all of BBN reacted the same. From your vantage point, what was it like to see that reaction?
Well, immediately there were about all of the.
So that would have been Tuesday, because I guess because Monday night, I think, is when somebody flew. They were watching for a plane, the flight trackers. So there was a plane from Lexington that went to Oregon Monday night. And then I think once the actual contract was signed, it was impossible for it not to start kind of leaking.
Right.
And so then Tuesday, when it was official, I guess Tuesday morning, or was it late Monday night? I don't remember, but then Tuesday, we're just here, you know, again, we were coming to work to do our normal day, and we're getting phone calls and emails from different news outlets here locally. And then they just showed up with cameras, and we were like, oh, hello. And then Jay from Linden, who's on KSR with Matt Jones, comes in to do like a live cake testing. So there's four news cameras. Jay from Linden is on his phone standing here at our counter, and we were attempting to bake a little bit because we had orders to do. We had regular orders that people, you know, had already placed. And then my son Hale was on my iPad, and it's got our Square point of sale system, and it just kept going bip, bip, bip. And he was like, mom, there's like, oh my God, now there's like 100 order. Oh my God. Now there's like, so I had to just shut it down. Somebody said, oh, I heard your website crashed. No, I crashed it. I turned it off.
Said, BBN we need to crashed just, the hold website. On a second.
Yeah.
Holy cow.
So,
but I think, yes, I was already ready because William told me we're flying out in the morning at 8:30. So meet us and like, we'll be there around 4:00, meet us at the football complex at 4:00. So I already knew that.
Yeah. That on Tuesday.
Yeah. So my son Nate and I went, yeah, we left about 2:00, I guess. Mm-hmm. And then I helped with the children and then, yeah, we were there for all of it.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. I'm sure you kind of expected Will to be getting all of this attention and everything. But what was it like? You've had the shop for a few years and all of a sudden you do have news crews showing up to your bakery. What was that like?
Well, it was quite exciting.
It was very exciting. Yes.
Yes, we've been on local news here several times. So I guess we've kind of get, you know, right. we knew the question.
Women-owned business. Right. And at Derby time, we did a little spot. And we had just done, we just participated in an event that's here, the Temptations Holiday Boutique. So we did a little spot for that to promote our cakes. Right. So we've done a few things on the news anyway, but nothing like what we experienced last week.
They were lined up. It was, we should have taken a picture of that.
I have a little video. I have a video of it, or my son took one just to show, to put on the Lots of Nuts text thread, just to show everybody what was happening.
Just, it's probably a week and a half that you'll never forget. I think maybe some people in Lexington want to know, would you ever open up a bakery in Lexington as well?
That question has come through our message system.
It has.
They just said, where is your bakery in Lexington? So
there you go. It's already
there
here.
You go.
It's already, right. We're manifesting it now. Yeah, we have some decisions to make after Christmas. So again, we have been growing steadily and we have been so excited about our trajectory, and everybody loves, especially the orange juice cake, but you know, we have a full menu of cakes, but we have been talking about it. But I mean, our growth has been steady, but now it has just skyrocketed. And yeah, we're going to have some meetings here after Christmas and figure out what the next steps are. So I guess possibly we could have a little shop in Lexington.
Right.
Ooh. Very exciting.
Okay. Well, we want the scoop here at LEX18. If that happens, you give us a call. Also, I think someone in the sports department, it must have been Sierra, brought back one of these famous orange cakes, but I don't think it ever left
the sports department. I doubt it.
Because I never saw it.
What makes the orange cake unique? Or the orange juice cake?
The glaze. We have a citrus in a cake helps make it moist just anyway. So we do use orange juice in the batter, but we put a hot glaze on every cake that comes out of the oven. So, I mean, in the pan, we have the hot boiling glaze and we pour it around. And all of our cakes are in the shape of a bundt. Our mother had a bundt pan. That's always how we would make our cakes. So that's not new to us. We've been doing that for 30 years. So we have our large size classic sissy cake, which is a 10 inch cake. We have an 8-inch cake. That's our sissy mini. We have a little sis, which is a 6-inch cake. And then we have our baby sissy cakes. And then we have sissy bites. So, they're all around sis. It's the glaze. That's the magic that makes our cakes, and every cake gets one. So the glaze will match. Our bourbon orange cake has a bourbon glaze. Our Kentucky nut cake, which is like a Derby pie and a cake, It's got chocolate chips and pecans and then the bourbon glaze. So that's the magic.
They're speaking our language.
I'm so hungry.
And
right
we
now.
Make everything. Yeah, we make it. We're not a factory. We don't bake, freeze, and ship them. We bake everything fresh. I mean, we hand spray all the pans and we hand fill all the pans, which I feel like we could probably get a little more efficient with some of those things in terms of equipment. But for now, yes. I've told people it's like you called your best friend and said, yes. you got to make me that cake. Mm-hmm. And then we make it and you come get it. And that's the kind of love. I mean, because we do the things. Yes. We're not just, you know, sitting here telling people what to do. We are involved in every component of our business.
You're
and everybody here that works for us is family.
Yes.
So.
Oh, my gosh. This. How are you handling it all? Because this announcement comes out a week and a half ago. It's the holidays and you guys are moms. And moms in December need to get a pay raise or something because
they're working like four jobs
or a spa day or something.
Like, how long is your to-do list right now?
Well, we've been working till 11 or 12 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
12 a.m. the last Well, since all this came out, well, poor sis, you know, I left, I was gone from Tuesday morning, well, Tuesday about two until I didn't return back to Sissy Cakes till Friday at 12 and she held down the fort. So I really appreciate that. But it was crazy here. And then as soon as I got, I literally came from 64, parked the car, ran in and started getting to work on Friday. And we really have not stopped.
No, we haven't.
Not stopped. So.
But we, because we had some corporate orders anyway already in the pipeline. Again, they make beautiful gifts. Our cakes do. So that has picked up. So we already had things in the works.
Yes.
And then this has just really increased. I mean, I looked at one of our stats on Square. Because And like 500% increase in orders. And we're like, oh, okay. I don't want to look at any more analytics. We're just going to take it a cake at a time. Yeah. So
a cake at a time. We need.
I know. I think we need to do a little road trip to Louisville.
Let's do it.
Do, Will and Darby and the kids have a favorite cake?
Well, the orange juice cake for sure.
Okay.
I mean, that's our most popular cake. That's the cake that we've been baking for literally for 30 years. It was a family recipe was given to me and then we tweaked it along the way. So that's the one. But my boys grew up with, I used to make their birthday cakes and it was a white on white cake with white buttercream. And so William does love that cake a lot. So, and we do have a yummy vanilla sissy cake now that's adorned in buttercream.
You guys are killing
it. We don't do the decorated ones anymore. We used to, I mean, we went through a spell with our business where we would do some weddings and have like decorated sheet cakes.
Yeah.
It's a lot. It's very labor intensive to do those because we're very particular about how it looks. And it was just, we kind of put a kibosh on that, but we do a lot of weddings with the babies. Like people will order them and use them as either a takeaway for the wedding or a shower or serve the little sissy bites as part of the dessert table.
That's great for a wedding.
There you go. Okay. I have a question. You guys are obviously such a tight-knit family. And we know that being a huge D1 football coach, that comes with some scrutiny, right? And Will's going to be in the news and people are going to be dissecting everything he does once the season starts.
Definitely.
How do you think you'll handle that as family that, you know, loves and cares about him so much?
Right. So, well, he's already, you know, has been dissected already at Oregon, being a huge powerhouse that they are. So we just put on blinders, you know, it's part of it. It really is. And he says, Mom, I won't tell you what there's a little saying in Oregon that they use, but, it's just about, you know, just worry about us, worry about us. So that's basically what it is. And, it might be a little tough because it might pull at Mom's heartstrings a little bit. But again, I'm just going to have to stay off social media, and especially when the season starts. It's been really fun to see all the coverage and the stories and the videos and all of that. But, you know, there's a lot of armchair football coaches out there. Let's just put it that way.
Mm-hmm.
I think they know a lot.
Oh,
but they have no idea.
No, they don't. That's so funny. My dad was a high school football coach forever. And my mom, I think at some games, she would end up sitting on the visitor side because she got tired of listening to people in the bleachers yelling at the coach. But, you know, it makes it'll make the wins that much sweeter.
Exactly.
With him being the leading man.
Do you all have a, maybe you can tell us what you've said to him or if you have some to share. Do you have a piece of advice for Coach Stein as he begins this endeavor?
Stay true to what you've done. I mean, he's clearly doing great. I mean, keep, you know, stay true to your path, be who you are. I mean, he's got such integrity.
Right.
And his players respect him.
Yes.
Other coaches respect him. I think he's very well respected in the community. I would think that after his presser, the Big Blue Nation saw that, you know, who he is and that there was no fluff there. No. He's, you know, so that would be, and I now it's like that, you know, to any of my nieces or nephews and my kids and what they're doing, stay true to who you are and do your thing.
Right. And he's such a great dad and husband too. The minute he comes in the house, he immediately, you know, takes over with those babies. They adore Dada and he jumps right in. So hopefully, I guess my advice will be is try to take just a little bit of time for yourself and just, you know, when you're, and he's good at this already, but once he gets home, he turns it off. But, you know, hopefully he can like just maybe get a massage or have a moment and just get an extra hour of sleep. I don't know. He works so many long hours and, you know, I do follow, you know, on the Find Me phone. I told him, I go, I need to know your location because it just helps me feel closer to you knowing they're 2,000 miles away. So, you know, when I'd get in bed, I'd be like, oh my gosh, he's still at the stadium. Or, you know, if I'd wake up at 3 a.m. and it's midnight there, I'm like, oh, he's still at the stadium. Go home. You know, so, but he does work his tail off. And so hopefully he'll be able to take just a little bit of time.
The life of a coach. Time consuming for
Never
sure.
Ends.
Yes, what's it's the, very time consuming.
What's the
very,
biggest
and I always, oh, another thing I always say, okay, if, you know, the play didn't go right or, you know, they only lost one game in Oregon this year, but I was like, okay, at least he's not a brain surgeon. Okay. Like, okay. The patient that they made it through. I mean, you know, I always think about that. Oh,
that is a good way of looking at it.
He's not a brain surgeon. There's not someone on the table that is life or death. It truly, really is just football. I know there's a lot of money involved in the football. I get it. And people are passionate, but thank goodness no one passed away on the table.
End of the day. That is that.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, in mind.
I like that attitude, that perspective.
What's the babysitting schedule going to be once Will and Darby get to Kentucky and what's their moving timeline? I mean, are they, when do you think they'll be here?
Well, I believe as soon as the college football playoff is over for Oregon, which I want them to win it all. How cool would that be? Win it all. And then he will move to Lexington pretty much probably the next day.
Wow.
Darby and the children are not going to come until the house is in place because that's really tough. You know, they're only 3-1. So that would be really tough on them. And she's got a great support system there in Oregon and a lot of great friends. So she'll be okay. And I'll probably maybe even fly out to Oregon to help her transition from Oregon to Lexington. But again, with it being 70 miles away, after we're done here at Sissy Cakes, I'm just, you know, she needs me. I've got somewhere to go. I have an event tonight. Okay. Immediately I will be on the road. So 64 East is just literally down the road from Sissy Cakes, right down the road. So no problem.
You
makes
got it,
it a lot easier.
Out. Definitely. Do they call you Grandma? What's your, or do you have like a different name?
I'm Dee Dee.
Dee Dee.
Dee Dee, since, you know, Debbie, Dee Dee, they say the D's. That was strategic because I knew that, you know, I usually say Dada first because they get the D's. And
the early childhood development
knew
what,
seriously. Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Coming into play there. I love it. I also love the sis and the sissy nickname because my sisters and I all call each other sis. So I love that nickname.
I'm Shish because I think it was my son, my 16-year-old, when he was little. And he had like a little lisp as like a 2-3-year-old. And I would call Debbie sis.
Yeah.
And he was like, Shish.
Oh,
and it was kind of like, where's Shish? So then somehow I got adopted as Shish. So like Darby and William and Joey and Demi, mm-hmm. when Demi can say it, it's kind of a mouthful, but they call me Shish. That's kind of silly.
I love that. That's super cute. Okay, let's fast forward to the start of football season. We know it's always kind of football season. Does it ever really end? But once Kentucky's season starts, first home game, what is your family's tailgate going to look like? Take us there.
I guess whatever we're allowed to do. There may be some parameters put up on the lots of nuts. I don't know. Whatever Coach Stein will let us do.
Yeah.
I mean, we're civilized. We're not going to embarrass anybody, but it'll be fun.
There's just so many of us. And of course, it'll be great food. My sister is a fantastic cook. She, I think, inherited that. She's still with us. But she doesn't cook anymore. Mom is a good cook. Uh-huh. But it was our grandmother, Nat, that was just a fantastic cook. So I know there will be lots of good food. And, of course, sissy cakes.
Yes.
People have told us that we should have a little cart.
Yes. Ooh, a little tailgate cart.
That's a good idea.
Sissy cakes. I don't
my know. Chili, one of William's favorite foods is my chili. Mm-hmm. And so I'm going to have to, I'll have to have that waiting for him when he gets here, a big pot of my chili. So well, I feel like and it's just such a good fall thing. So we'll just maybe do a big pot of chili and sissy cakes. They go well together.
Our chief meteorologist here at LEX18, his name is Bill Mack, and he's also known for his tailgate. So I'm hoping that your all spot is maybe close to his, so we can come visit you.
Do a little collaboration, maybe.
Now that could be fun. He has something called the Mecarita, his take on a margarita.
Ladies will have to stop by and get a Mecarita.
You'll be civilized until you have one of those, and then it gets a little... It's a little cuckoo over there.
We're going to have to start getting things together for the tailgate. I mean, like thinking ahead for the ordering, the tablecloths, and all the adornments.
Yes.
We love to decorate and make things festive. Mm-hmm. But so we're going to have to get on that. So
I'm ready.
An excuse to shop.
There you go. Add that to your very long list. Okay. Well, we've been asking all of our guests this month that we've had on Hot Mic. You know, it is the holidays. Mm-hmm. And we're, thinking of what we're thankful for and just such a special time of year. So, Blakey, let's start with you. What are you thankful for this season?
I am thankful for my family and the love that we have for each other. Truly, family has always been first and foremost. Mm-hmm. My sister, when we say we're together all the time, sometimes my husband's like, are you coming home? I'm like, I'll be there. I promise. But it's reassuring to know we're together. I'm working with my sister, but family. I'm so grateful for my husband, and my kids and all my siblings and all the grandchildren. It's really, they mean the world to me.
Well, ditto. Great answer, sis. That's exactly as you, and we think alike. I think we're almost like Siamese twins because I was just, as you were talking, that's already was in my brain. So exactly what you said. So yes, of course, family, but I'm also just, thankful for today and the moment and just really try to, just take some breaths and really enjoy the now and where we are. And, just all the love and just, I don't know. I'm verklempt. I said that on KSR. I'm verklempt. I'm just so excited about just all of us being together on this side of the country. Mm-hmm. And really, I think about, being all of us together, all four of my boys. I always take pictures whenever it wasn't very much because, again, with William being gone and he's been out of the house since out of the state, really, since he was about 23 is when he left for Texas. So when I have all four of my boys together and now the precious daughter-in-laws and the babies, I'm just so grateful that this all came to fruition. And the Stein boys and mom and dad and the babies will all be together. So it's wonderful.
Makes that homecoming even sweeter.
Yes.
What a wonderful end to the year and an amazing start of 2026 for you all.
Exactly.
Yes.
I love it.
Very exciting.
Final
message to BBN, because I'm sure the crazy people of BBN will be tuning in for this episode.
Well, they are always welcome at Sissy Cakes, and we are so grateful for them. And We've enjoyed talking to every single person that has come in here. People are driving from Lexington to come here. Winchester. We're like,
Pikeville, Somerset. It's been something.
I've told my friends, I said, I remember back in the day I would go on a Beanie Baby hunt. You know, the boys like the Beanie Babies back in the wherever, whenever, or Power Rangers. But I've never gone on a quest for food or dessert. So I'm just, thank you so much for your love of Sissy Cakes. And just please be patient with us. We are literally almost baking around the clock. We are a boutique bakery. We're small. It's Sis and I and our boys and our niece and our daughter-in-law. So, yes, we will get every cake fulfilled, and we are just honored that they are so excited about our cakes.
Yes, BBN is an energetic bunch. I have learned.
That is such a nice way to put it.
Yeah, and it sounds like your family will fit right in with BBN too. So,
absolutely.
Yes, see, we
Oh, we love it. Well, Blakey, Debbie, thank you so much for taking time in this whirlwind, this crazy schedule. It's so cool to get to know your family a little better. And I do feel like, you know, you are just part of the BBN family now. And we're really rooting for Will and rooting for you guys and just hoping that we have a really, really good football season. And, you know, welcome to the team, I guess.
Thank you.
So fun.
Thank you so very much. And we will get cakes to you all.
That's going
to happen.
Well, and we have mugs for you. We have Hot Mic mugs that
we'll do a trade. Yeah. How about that? Okay. I love it.
We love our coffee.
I love coffee. I love coffee mugs. I have a coffee mug fetish, actually. That's what I had right in with all my mugs.
Sounds like it would pair perfectly with a sissy cake.
I think so too.
All right. I love
it. And you ladies need your caffeine now. I think it's,
yes,
definitely
caffeine central over
Cheers.
There.
Cheers.
We love it.
Cheers to BBN and to Coach Stein.
Love it. Okay. Thank you so much for joining us, and to our viewers and listeners. Thank you for tagging along. This has been a really fun episode of Hot Mic, but we'll be back next week with even more. Thank you for viewing and watching. We'll see you next time.